بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. یہ حضرت تائب صاحب کا شرح کلام ہے. ان کا عنوان ہے صبح ہونے والی ہے. کب کہا کہ یہ دنیا, کب کہا کہ یہ دنیا, کب کہا کہ یہ دنیا اہل دل سے خالی ہے, کب کہا کہ یہ دنیا اہل دل سے خالی ہے. لیکن اپنے مرشد کی باتیں نرالی ہیں, لیکن اپنے مرشد کی باتیں نرالی ہیں. تم گمان رکھتے ہو, تم گمان رکھتے ہو, ہم یقین سے کہتے ہیں. تم گمان رکھتے ہو, ہم یقین سے کہتے ہیں. کیا فرماتے ہیں؟ شان تربیت ان کی, شان تربیت ان کی دیر میں مثالی ہے. شان تربیت ان کی دیر میں مثالی ہے, شان تربیت ان کی دیر میں مثالی ہے. غفلتوں کی راتیں تھی, غفلتوں کی راتیں تھی, اور ہماری بے چینی. غفلتوں کی راتیں تھی اور ہماری بے چینی. آپ نے تسلی دی, آپ نے تسلی دی. کیا تسلی؟ آپ نے تسلی دی, صبح ہونے والی ہے. 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 یہ حضرت کا شکریہ بھی ہے. آج جو بھی ہے ہم سب, آج جو بھی ہے ہم سب, آپ کی عنایت ہے. آج جو بھی ہے ہم سب, آپ کی عنایت ہے. آپ کی عنایت ہے آج جو بھی ہے ہم سب, آپ کی عنایت ہے آج جو بھی ہے ہم سب. کیوں؟ آپ نے دعا دی ہے, آپ نے دعا دی ہے, آپ نے دعا دی ہے, آپ سے دعا لی ہے. آپ نے دعا دی ہے, آپ سے دعا لی ہے, آپ نے دعا دی ہے, آپ سے دعا لی ہے. سوچئے تو کرتا ہے, سوچے تو کرتا ہے وہ پتے کی بات سب، سوچے تو کرتا ہے وہ پتے کی بات سب، دیکھنے میں تائب دیکھنے میں تائب گویوں لاؤ باڑی ہے، دیکھنے میں تائب گویو ہلا اباری ہے، کب کہاں کہ یہ دنیا، کب کہاں کہ یہ دنیا اہل دل سے خالی ہے، کب کہاں کہ یہ دنیا اہل دل سے خالی ہے، لیکن اپنے مرشد کی، لیکن اپنے مرشد کی بات ہی نرالی ہے، لیکن اپنے مرشد کی بات ہی نرالی ہے،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت طاہر صاحب کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. حضرت طاہر صاحب اب حضرت عارف باللہ عارم ربانی حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب خلیفہ شاعر بھی ہیں، ان کا کلام ہے رستے کا غم اٹھا لیا منزل کو ہم نے پا لیا. رستے کا غم اٹھا لیا منزل کو ہم نے پا لیا، رستے کا غم اٹھا لیا منزل کو ہم نے پا لیا، بت سے نظر بچا لیا، بت سے نظر بچا لیا، دل میں خدا کو پا لیا، رستے کا غم اٹھا لیا منزل کو ہم نے پا لیا، بت سے نظر بچا لیا، دل میں خدا کو پا لیا، کر کے بصارتیں فدا ہم کو بصیرتیں ملی، کر کے بصارتیں فدا ہم کو بصیرتیں ملی، سوچ خدا کو کیا دیا، سوچ خدا کو کیا دیا، دیکھ خدا سے کیا لیا، بت سے نظر بچا لیا، دل میں خدا کو پا لیا، صبح سے شام تک جو ہو اس نے بتا کی تاک میں، صبح سے شام تک جو ہو اس نے بتا کی تاک میں، نکلے گا اس کے کیوں نہ پھر، نکلے گا اس کے کیوں نہ پھر، اخلاق کا دیوالیہ بت سے نظر بچا لیا، دل میں خدا کو پا لیا، کہتا ہے کچھ لیا نہیں، کہتا ہے کچھ دیا نہیں، کہتا ہے کچھ لیا نہیں، کہتا ہے کچھ دیا نہیں، تو دیکھا تھا کس لیے بتا، دیکھا تھا کس لیے بتا، یہ ہے نشان سوالیاں، بت سے نظر بچا لیا، دل میں خدا کو پا لیا، باقی تمام چوٹیاں چھوٹی ہیں بس تو یوں سمجھ، باقی تمام چوٹیاں چھوٹی ہیں بس تو یوں سمجھ، نظریں بوتوں سے کیا بچی، نظریں بوتوں سے کیا بچی، سر کر لیا ہمالیہ، بت سے نظر بچا لیا، دل میں خدا کو پا لیا، آخری شعر ہے، شیخ کا فیض دیکھیے، تائب نے اپنے قلب سے، شیخ کا فیض دیکھیے، تائب نے اپنے قلب سے، نقش بوتاں مٹا لیا، یاد خدا جما لیا، نقش بوتاں مٹا دیا، یاد خدا جما لیا، شیخ کا فیض دیکھیے، ہم سب نے اپنے قلب سے نقش بوتاں مٹا لیا، یاد خدا جما لیا، کر کے بصارتیں فدا، ہم کو بصیرتیں ملی، سوچ خدا کو کیا دیا، دیکھ خدا سے کیا لیا، رستے کا غم اٹھا لیا، منزل کو ہم نے پا لیا، اللہ
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، مرشدی و مولائی قرۃ عینی ثمرۃ فؤادی حضرت والا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ کے تین اشعار بہت جاندار اور شاندار اور مزیدار، میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا، میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشق کو میں جینا، تیرے عاشق کو میں مرنا، تیرے عاشق کو میں جینا، تیرے عاشق کو میں مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشق کو میں جینا، تیرے عاشق کو میں مرنا، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا، جو ملی اہل دل کی صحبت کسی کو اختر، جو ملی اہل دل کی صحبت کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، جو ملی اہل دل کی صحبت کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، حضرت نے بتایا عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے دوستو، عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے دوستو، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو، عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے دوستو، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹھا دیں نفسوں کو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹھا دیں نفسوں کو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹھا دیں نفسوں کو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو۔ اصل میں اس مجلس میں آنا یہی دلیل ہے کہ اللہ میں ادھر ہم کو اپنا بنا رہا ہے، اپنا بنانے کی دلیل ہے۔ حدیث میں ہے ایک صحابی نے آ کے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا متا سا، حضرت قیامت کب ہوگی؟ تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بتایا ما عادت تلحا، تم نے قیامت کے لیے کیا تیاری کی، پریپریشن کیا لیا، کیا تیاری کی؟ اس صحابی نے بتایا ما عادت تلحا، حضرت میری کوئی تیاری نہیں ہے، کوئی پریپریشن نہیں ہے، لا بے کثرت صلاتن ولا بے کثرت صیامن ولا بے کثرت صدقاتن، زیادہ نفل نماز پڑھ کے تیاری لینا یہ بھی نہیں ہے، زیادہ نفل روزہ رکھ کے تیاری لینا یہ بھی نہیں ہے، زیادہ نفل صدقہ کر کے تیاری لینا یہ بھی نہیں ہے، حضرت ایک چیز ہے ولکن احب اللہ و رسولہ، میں اللہ ان کے رسول کو محبت کرتا ہوں، نبی علیہ السلام نے فرمایا المرء مع من احبہ، ہاں اور یہ فرمائی انکا ما من احببتا، اے صحابی تو جس کو پیار کرے گا اس کے ساتھ تمہارے حشر ہوگا، ہاں جس کے ساتھ محبت ہوگی اس کے ساتھ ان کے حشر ہوگی۔ بھائی اللہ میاں نے ہمارے شائق کے محبوب ترین خلیفہ کو آپ لوگوں کو ملایا، اس کے شکریہ ادا کیجئے، الحمدللہ سب سے محبوب ترین خلیفہ کو آپ لوگوں کو ملایا الحمدللہ، حب دربے شاکلی دے جنت آس دشمنی شاسا دائے لعنت آس، شیخ فرید الدین عطار رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا حب دربے شاکلی دے جنت آس، اللہ والوں کی محبت یہ جنت میں جانے کے لیے کنجی ہے، اللہ والوں کی محبت جنت میں جانے کے لیے کنجی ہے۔ اور ایک ہمارے شیخ کے اور ایک خلیفہ ہے مولانا منصور حق صاحب، ان کے کچھ آثار سنا کے میں ختم کرتا ہوں. وہ یہ ہے، حسرت کا لوہو ہم نے بہارا کہے دل میں، حسرت کا لوہو ہم نے بہارا کہے دل میں، اپنی تائی بے مثل مزارا کہے دل میں، اپنی تائی بے مثل مزارا کہے دل میں، فوراً جہاں خوشیوں میں بدل جاتے ہیں سب غم، فوراً جہاں خوشیوں میں بدل جاتے ہیں سب غم، ایک ایسا جہاں ہم نے بنا رکھا ہے دل میں، ایک ایسا جہاں ہم نے بنا رکھا ہے دل میں، حسرت کا لوہو ہم نے بہا رکھا ہے دل میں، حسرت کا لہو ہم نے بہارا کھائے دل میں، اپنی تائی بے مثل مزارا کھائے دل میں، اپنی تائی بے مثل مزارا کھائے دل میں، شکوا ہے کہ مولا میرے دل میں نہیں آتے، شکوا ہے کہ مولا میرے دل میں نہیں آتے، دنیا کی محبت کو بچھا رکھا ہے دل میں، دنیا کی محبت کو بچھا رکھا ہے دل میں، شکوا ہے کہ مولا میرے دل میں نہیں آتے، شکوا ہے کہ مولا میرے دل میں نہیں آتے، عورت کی محبت کو بٹھا رکھا ہے دل میں، عورت کی محبت کو بٹھا رکھا ہے دل میں، حسرت کا لہو ہم نے بہا رکھا ہے دل میں، اپنی تائی بے مثل مزارا کھائے دل میں، فوراً جہاں خوشیوں میں بدل جاتے ہیں سب غم، فوراً جہاں خوشیوں میں بدل جاتے ہیں سب غم، ایک ایسا جہاں ہم نے بنا رکھا دل میں، ایک ایسا جہاں ہم نے بنا رکھا دل میں، شکوا ہے کہ مولا میرے دل میں نہیں آتے، شکوا ہے کہ مولا میرے دل میں نہیں آتے، امرود کی محبت کو بٹھا رکھا ہے دل میں، امرود کی محبت کو بٹھا رکھا ہے دل میں، اس عشق مجازی میں مزہ آئے تو کیسے، اس عشق مجازی میں مزہ آئے تو کیسے، چولہا جو گناہوں کا جلا رکھا ہے دل میں، چولہا جو گناہوں کا جلا رکھا ہے دل میں، اس عشق مجازی میں مزہ آئے تو کیسے، اس عشق مجازی میں مزہ آئے تو کیسے، چولہا جو گناہوں کا جلا رکھا ہے دل میں، چولہا جو گناہوں کا جلا رکھا ہے دل میں، کیا ہوگا جواب آپ کا یا عاشق لیلی، کیا ہوگا جواب آپ کا یا عاشق لیلی، جب پوچھیں گے اللہ کہ کیا رکھا ہے دل میں، جب پوچھیں گے اللہ کہ کیا رکھا ہے دل میں، حسرت کا لہو ہم نے بہا رکھا ہے دل میں، اپنی تائی بے مثل مزارا کھائے دل میں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Taib Sahib is one of Hazrat's Khalifas and his whole family are all poets. He, his brother, his father, all of them. this beautiful poem of his, Subah Hone Wali Hai. When a person has got problems, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Soon our problems will be over and we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. Kab kaha ki ye dunya ahle dil se khali hai? When did we say that there aren't the pious left in the world? The walis, the awliya, in other words, they are there and all the time. Hadrat says that when Allah Ta'ala commanded us to stay with the righteous and the pious, then Allah had to keep the righteous and pious. Allah could not give us a command that stay with the righteous and pious, and there are no righteous and pious. Allah is not so unfair and does not make zulm, so they are there. Lekin apne murshid ki baat hi nirali hai. And there are plenty, but our Shaykh is just different. He is just different. When a person has love for his Shaykh, this is how he feels. That all, there are lot of awliya, lot of walis, but my Shaykh is just somebody different. Tum gumaan rakhte ho, hum yaqeen se kehte hai. He says, you might be thinking like that, that our Shaykh is somebody just unique and different. You think, I say it with surety. I'm 100% sure. Shaan-e-tarbiyat unki dahar mein mithali hai. How our Shaykh makes our tarbiyat, how he nurtures us, that is just something different in time. We haven't seen somebody who nurtures us in this way. Ghaflaton ki raati thi aur hamari becheni. We had nights of great sorrow, difficulties. We couldn't sleep at night. We had problems, we had worries, and we were restless all the time. Aapne tasalli di, subah hone wali hai. But you consoled us, don't worry, your problems are soon going to come to an end. And the morning light is going to come after the dark light. Every dark cloud has a silver lining. After our problems, light is on its way. Aapki inayat hai, aaj jo bhi hai hum sab. It is only your kindness, O our Shaykh, what we are today. Your efforts, aapne dua di, aapse dua li hai. You made dua for us, and we took duas from you, that Allah must make us, Allah wala, must grant us His love, must correct our lives, etc. Sochiye to karta hai wo pate ki baate sab. If you just think a little bit, you'll see that our Shaykh, he speaks things which are just the right, perfect things. There is a gathering of 100, 200 people. But when the Shaykh speaks, every person feels, this was for me. The Shaykh knows my problems and he's addressing my problems. That is the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. Dekhne mein taib go, yun hi la ubali hai. You might think that me, taib, the poet, he says that you might think I'm not taking notice, but I know that everything what my Shaykh says is 100% correct, and it is that which is ideal for us. There is also Taib Sahib's poem, Raste ka gham utha liya, manzil ko humne pa liya. The road that goes to Allah Ta'ala, we tolerated the difficulties, hardships, we went through it, and we found our destination, we found Allah Ta'ala. When what is that difficulty on the road? But se nazar bacha liya, we did not look at other woman, dil mein khuda ko pa liya, then we found Allah in the heart. When a person will give up looking at other woman, then Allah will come into the heart. Karke basarate fida humko basirate mili. When we sacrifice the looking of our eyes, Allah opened the eyes of the heart. What a cheap a bargain, that our eyes, outward eyes, we did not look at woman, etc., and we took out ghairullah, things besides Allah, from our heart. Allah came into our heart. Allah kept the price very low. Our Shaykh says, one buzurg spoke to Allah, he said, "Oh Allah, you have kept your price very low. Increase your price. You are very expensive. You are very valuable." Allah made it very easy to find Allah. Soch khuda ko kya diya, دیکھ خدا سے کیا لیا. Just say, think what you gave to Allah. You gave just your, you did not look, that's all. But Allah came in your heart. When Allah is in your heart, all the wealth of Allah is with you. All Allah's power is with you. All Allah's help is with you. Like our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, in Ruhul Ma'ani it is, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah bought from the believers their nafs. And nafs is a thing full of fault, عَيْبْدَار. It is nafs-e ammara, it is nafs-e lawwama, it is evil, it is bad. And Allah bought our wealth, and our wealth also is dirty. What way it gets mixed? How much it gets mixed in what and what? So Allah bought faulty things. And in return, Allah says, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah gave jannat in return in which there is no fault, no aib in jannat. Allah bought things full of aib, full of faults. And in return, Allah gave jannat which has got no fault. And in fact, when a person really sacrifices properly, he gets Allah, which is even more superior than jannat also. Allah Ta'ala, a person gets Allah Ta'ala. غالبی بر جازبا اے مشتری. Oh my bhaiya, my brother at an auction, you are the one that you outbid everyone. Allah, you are my brother. You are bidding for me in an auction. Anyone else wants to take me away, you pay the biggest price. غالبی بر جازبا اے مشتری شایدر درماندگا راو آخری. And it is, oh Allah, you are such, and I hope that you will buy me. I'm full of fault, but you will buy me. Hazrat gives an example of this, that a person who's selling fruit, vegetable on the street corner, the good fruit, vegetable, the people who come in the morning, they buy the best. They all look for the best. Now only that which is now like withered, which has got all marks on it, which is like gone a bit off, that's what's left. Now if somebody comes right towards the evening when he's about to close shop and buys all that at the biggest price, he'll be so happy. That's what I had to go throw to the goats and the sheep. I had to go and throw it in a dustbin. This person came in. So that is Allah. That the person who is completely useless, but you just turn to Allah, Allah will buy you off at the best price. So how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Subah se sham tak جو حسن بتا کی تاک میں. Those people who all the time, from morning to night, all the time, just want to see woman. Whether it is, they even buy a house where there is a girls' high school, where all the girls will be passing, and all day I can just see all the girls passing here. Or he goes and stand at the bus stop, where all women are plenty, or at the railway station, all the time. Then he's looking at videos, looking at filthy magazines, just to see woman all the time. A person who's like that, niklega uske kyu na phir akhlaq ka diwaliya. Then why won't this person be a rotten person? His wife will hate him. He'll have problems in his house all the time. The other people will hate him, that he's all the time just wanting, and his eyes are filled with all this filth and dirt. How can Allah be in his life? And when Allah is barakat, Allah is rahmat, Allah is noor, when that is not in his life, now there is darkness. Now all worries will come, difficulties, hardships will come in his life. Kehta hai kuch liya nahi, kehta hai kuch diya nahi. A person says, I don't mean anything. I'm just looking. I don't take anything, I'm just looking. دیکھا تھا کس لیے بتا یہ ہے نشان سوالیا. Then say, why are you looking? If you say you're just looking, you don't mean anything, then why are you looking? Why are you breaking the law of Allah? Why are you looking? Many people, Hazrat says, they say that, I don't know, you Maulvis and Sufis, you get very affected with women when you see. We talk and sit with them the whole day. Nothing happens to us. So, Buzurg say that if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, then that's not butter. If all this doesn't affect you, then you're not a man. If you all the time with women, close to women, talking, joking with them, and you say nothing happens to you. Your ideas don't become bad, and it is, so you're not a man, or it is like a person who's got a clean white kurta, Friday his white kurta for Juma he put on. Now if one little spot falls on it, he will immediately notice it and he will want to clean it. But if he's wearing the kurta for 1 week, oh, during the week now, this dirt, that dirt, all the time, and if he's working in a engine of the railway, that coal engine, and he's throwing coal in there, and his kurta is gone black, now some black spots fall, he won't notice anything. It means nothing. So a person who's gone like that, then what if he stays with human, and he has got no feeling of deen, nothing with Allah Ta'ala, so he won't feel anything. A person who smokes the first time, the first puff affects him. But when he becomes a habitual smoker, that smoke means nothing to him now. And then he needs something. People who go on drugs, they go on mild drugs. Then they have to go on heavier and heavier drugs all the time. So this is that these people, then they don't feel anything with regard to this woman, because they are so used to it. They are so used to that evil, they don't see the light anymore. Baqi tamam chutiya choti hai bas to you samaj. Once you can control your eyes, all the other things are easy then. Hadrat says, four things that a person does: look after his eyes, and keep his beard properly, his ankles above his legs, above his ankles, his trouser above his ankles, and don't think bad about anything. Don't have bad thoughts in your heart. If you pass this, then you'll pass all the other tests. A person, Hazrat says, who can pick up a chicken, or who can pick up an ox, for him, what is it to pick up a chicken? Once you have done the heavy things, then the small things, what are they? Once a person has learned to control his eyes, all namaz will fall in its place. That is not so hard to make namaz. How many good namazis, they're not controlling their eyes still. So once you control your eyes, everything else will fall on its place. The eyes, this is one of the most difficult. Evil thoughts that come, once a person can control that, how many of us feel that it's impossible to control the eyes? So difficult that we think it's impossible. How many of us feel that evil thoughts are impossible? And they just start pouring into a person, especially when he wants to sleep. When he's about to fall asleep, he lies down on bed. What evil, but all this is possible. Just one thing, one main thing, make an effort to control the eyes and see Allah. And it is so simple that the minute a person controls his eyes, according to hadith Qudsi, hadith in which Allah speaks, Allah comes in the heart of that person. And in whose heart Allah is, what more does a person want? Our Buzurg say that in the Quran Sharif it comes that Bilqis, she said that when Sulaiman alayhi salam will enter her country, then innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha, that these kings, when they enter any country, they destroy the country. What has happened in Baghdad, what has happened in Afghanistan, they destroy the whole country. So he says, like that, when Allah will come into the heart, Allah will destroy all the enemies, all your pride which you got in your heart, all your love of dunya which you got in your heart. One is to take out all this from the heart. That is a difficult way of islah. It is a way of islah, but it's a difficult way, and it's a long process. The easiest way of islah is to have the love of Allah. When Allah will come into the heart, Allah then will not allow pride to stay in that heart. Allah will bring humbleness. And a clear sign of a person being the greater the wali of Allah, the more humble the person is. As long as a person has got pride in him, then that person is far from Allah. Because when you see the great everything, your sincerity comes automatically. Once Allah is there, once you have found Allah, now you can't do anything for anyone else besides Allah. You can't do it for show, for fame, for name. Now you have found Allah, you only do it for Allah Ta'ala. So that is the easy way to find Allah. Allah comes in the heart. And the minute a person looks after his eyes, it's a promise of Allah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, an-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. the looking of the eyes at other women is one of the arrows, of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. من تركه مخافتي, who gives it up in the fear of Allah, أبدلته إيمانا, in return I will give him such إيمان, يجد حلاوته في قلبه, he will find the sweetness of that إيمان in his heart. Allah will be in his heart. Allah will be in charge of his heart now, in control of his heart. So when Allah is in control, then you got no problem. So that is one of the easiest way. So this whole poem is on that. Just control your eyes and see in return what Allah Ta'ala will give. Soch khuda ko kya diya, dekh khuda se kya liya. What you gave, you just gave your eyes that you won't look. In return, you found Allah. You got Allah in your heart. Nazre buto se kya bache? Basar kar liya. Sir kar liya Himalaya. We saved our eyes from the idols, and we got on the top of the Himalaya mountains. We reached right on the top. Just when we looked after our eyes, Allah gave us everything. Sheikh ka fayz dekhiye taib ne apne qalb se. Yes, sir. We saw the barakat of the fay of the Sheikh. Our Sheikh, whose whole effort is that we must look after our eyes. And what did we find? Naqshe buta mitalia, yaad khuda jamalia. That by the barakat of our Sheikh, Allah, all these idols, this woman, they went out of our hearts. And in our hearts came the remembrance of Allah. And wallahi, person will see, make little effort. When you're going to fall asleep, when you're lying on your bed, automatically you start speaking to Allah. Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you are so kind. What haven't you given me? And you sleep a pure sleep. Now your mind is pure. You are with Allah and you fall asleep. Instead of all this, and you, otherwise you are speaking to other women and you answering on their behalf also. And all the answers what you like. That I tell her this and she told me this and I told her that, and she, all what you, and poor, she is fast asleep. She doesn't know nothing you even thinking about her. She's got no idea, and you in your world, and you so happy with all your filth and dirt. And if she have to know, probably she'll spit in your face. Eh, she won't even look at you. But if you speak to Allah, Allah knows exactly. Eh, Hazrat says that, what kind of a ashik are you? That your beloved, your mashuk, is fast asleep. Eh? One person who was telling his beloved all the time, writing letters and speaking, like today on the cell phone speaking. So the beloved thought, oh, this person loves me too much, let me go to him. When she came there, he was fast asleep. He said, what kind of a lover are you? You said you can't sleep, you can't fall asleep without me. Now that I came here, you're snoring one way. You're not even looking at me. Whereas with Allah, the minute you speak to Allah, in your mind, Allah is there with you. A banda says, Allah. He just by mistake, Allah comes out. Allah replies, my banda, I'm here. You called me, I'm ready here for you. So kind is Allah. Where are we wasting our lives? And what will happen at the time of mort if all these other things are in our hearts? What will happen in akhirat if all these other things? We have to purify ourselves, cleanse ourselves. And there's no time to delay. We don't know when mort will come. And this path is so mubarak. Look, our friend Yusuf Bulbulia, Nobs Yusuf Bulbulia, who passed away. He and all his brothers were the gangsters of Baker Street. These were the top gangsters. But by the barakat of Hadraji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and afterwards they made ta'alluq with our Sheikh, what big walis they became. How many madrasas he was running, and one time they were all the main gangsters of Baker Street. And other people also, what they were, and by the barakat of this path, what Allah Ta'ala made them. It reminds us of people like Fuzail ibn Iyaz, Malik ibn Dinar, that what was their past lives and what they became. From this also we should understand and realize that every saint has got a history behind him. And every sinner has got a future in front of him. Don't just condemn that sinner. He might be the worst sinner, but he's got a future in front of him. And he might be a saint today, but he might be having a history behind him also. And look at the sinner and see, he might be having a great future also. Jute or moze jharna, our socks and our shoes, it is sunnat that you must shake it out first before wearing it. This is also a sunnat. Ahadith mein jute aur moze jhaar kar pehne ka hukam farmaya hai. In the kitab Zadul Ma'ad it has come that a person should shake out his socks and his shoes before he wears them. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Baz auqat jooto mein koi zehreela janwar ghus jata hai. Sometimes some poisonous, there may be a scorpion that went into the shoe. And when you're wearing it, now you are pressing it, it's going to bite you. And that poison, what won't happen? And it can even happen, a snake can enter also. Anything. In the socks also, something could have gone in. We must first know what is in that socks. Just shake it out, check it. The same way, the bed also. We don't know what might be in the bed. We just jump in the bed, and how many places snakes get into the bed, where snakes are common, snakes get into the bed. If you don't check it, and you go and sleep with a snake, well, what will be your condition? Agar baghair jhaari usko istimal kiya, to wo das sakta hai. If without shaking it out, and there is some poisonous thing, it can sting you, bite you. Hatta ke zindagi ko khatra hota hai. And it can be that your life is in jeopardy also. If it is such a poisonous thing, you can even lose your life in there. Ek sahib ek khane ki majlis se uthe. One person, they were eating and he got up from after eating. Joota pehna, when he wore his shoes, to cheekh nikal gayi. Then he screamed. Paavo ko paavo lahu luhan ho gaya. And his leg was full of blood. Dar asal khane khate hue, nokdar haddi kisi ne phenki. While eating, one bone that was a sharp point. Sometimes bones are cut. The meat, the bones are cut and it makes a sharp point. While eating, one person, that also, he also did wrong, he just threw the bone. And it went and landed, aur jhoote mein chali gayi. It went right in this person's shoe. And the sharp point was facing him. Or you paav zakhmi ho gaya. When he went and wear it, that thing pricked him, poked him. And many times you wear your shoe with a force. You don't wear it slowly, gradually. You just push your leg in. And with all that force and that thing, cut him very badly. And he screamed and all the blood came out. Kyunki joota jharte waqt nigah joote ke taraf jayegi. And when a person shakes his shoes, he will be looking at his shoe. To usse ek aur fayda ye hoga. Another benefit of the shoe is ke joote ke andaruni kaifiyat ka andaza ho jayega. He will see the condition of his shoe. What is it outside, inside? When he looks at it, when he's shaking it, he will see. Kyunki baaz mutaaffin joote jahan mahol ko aluda aur badbudar karte hain, wahan paon ka bhi satyanash kar dete hain. Because socks also and shoes also, when they start smelling, a person doesn't clean his socks, his shoes, wearing in them so long, and what terrible smells come. So the terrible smell, and it's not only the smell which is bad. What is the smell? It is all the germs, all the dirt, that is what causes the smell. Now you're going to wear it, you're going to harm yourself also. Those germs are going to harm you. How many people who got problem with their legs, allergies, all types of rashes, etc. Many doctors, in a very nice way, they say, you should change your socks every day. Eh? A person's wearing socks whole week, the same pair of socks. So they tell him, you must change your socks every day. So it will help that. Jab joote par nigaah padegi, to phir uski safai ki taraf bhi dhyan zarur jayega. When a person will see that my shoes are dirty, he will think I must clean my shoes also. Otherwise, we don't even think of cleaning the shoes. And because they are closed, ye badbu aur taafun jo joote ki bandish aur hawa ki kami ke wajah se hui hai. And why is this dirt? Because shoes are closed all the time. Air doesn't reach properly. So then it is going to cause that wherever a room which you keep closed, and if it's a small room, many people who stay like that, but they get so used to it, they don't realize also. If the person who was used to fresh air, he can't even go in that room for 1 minute. He just at the door, he has to already go back. So the same thing with shoes, which are also small. And if you don't clean them, don't allow the air, ventilation, etc., what will happen? The same thing with socks also. Zyada ho jaye to beshumar jaldi aur allergy ki bimariyan shuru ho jati hai. And when this dirt and the smell increases, this is the cause then of all this rashes on the leg, allergies and all these things, because there is a lack of cleanliness. So we have been taught that we should always clean our shoes and shake them before wearing them. And when we are shaking them, look at them, see the condition also. And then clean them also. A Muslim should stay clean at all times. How many people with this socks and what in namaz? It's a problem to make namaz next to such people. Socks are like that, clothes are like that, smell coming from the body. What will happen? Muhammad Ali Jinnah, who is said to be the founder of Pakistan, he was a top lawyer and a top politician in India before Pakistan was formed. So he had to go and meet one other politician, cabinet minister, or some parliamentarian. It was a lady. And his khadim, the person who used to travel with him, was one Sardarji, a Sikh. So when they went, sat in the train, now he got terrible smell. So I asked him, did you bath? I told you to bath every day. He said, yes. You sure you did bath? Yes, I bath. You change your clothes? Yes. Your socks? Where is the smell coming from? Yes, I changed my socks also. Where are your dirty socks? In his pocket. So he took it, he threw it out of the window. And he advised him, you see, always you like to talk too much. Please, now you today, we are going to a lady parliamentarian, you must just shut up. You just keep quiet, don't speak a word. But it wasn't his nature when they went there. So they had the meeting with that lady talking. So he was keeping quiet, but now he couldn't control. So she got up about halfway down the discussion to go and bring tea. So then he asked her. He asked her, are you married? So she said, he asked, have you got a child? So she said, yes, I've got a child. Then he asked her, are you married? So she felt very, very bad. She just went away. He told him, I told you not to speak. You always speak wrong. How can you ask like that? First you must ask if you're married. Then you must ask if you got a child. So he said, okay, maaf, I made a mistake. So the daughter came with the tea. So then he asked the daughter, are you married? She said, no. He asked, have you got a child? So then he shouted him again. So he said, but you told me to ask like that. First you must ask if you're married, then you must ask if you got children. So the smell, some people keep the socks in the pocket with the dirty smell also. And you have a problem in the masjid, and clear instructions come in the, and it is permissible to prohibit such people from entering the masjid. If there's smoke smell, alcohol smell, or this dirty clothes, because the farishtas, they hate it even more. It is permissible to prohibit some people from entering the masjid if this is their condition. So a person should stay clean. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We read the 5 signs of a healthy heart. The first sign that a person spends his money, that he spends his money and he spends it in good causes. A person is not stingy, he spends his money. With regard to that, it's not long in the history of Islam, and in fact till today it is present also. The wealthy in the history of Islam, they made so many waqf trust. Before in Makkah Sharif and in Medina Sharif, there were a lot of what they call these buildings of the town. Kya naam tha? They made it waqf for their town. Like people of this village, this whole building for them. When hajis go, free of charge they stay. There was a lot of, unfortunately it is all finished now. The Western concept has come, and now you pay what? Heavy bills for the hotels. But at one time, Rubat. I myself stayed in the Bhopal Rubat. There were many other Rubats also. In Medina Sharif I stayed there, and completely free of charge. All facilities are there. So there were, people made all this waqf. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, when the water was a big problem in Makkah Sharif, right from Baghdad, she had, until today it's running, water still runs in there. She had a canal dug, and she brought water, and she delivered it right to Makkah Sharif. Until today, now I don't know, I'm speaking of about 15, 20 years ago, the water, that canal water used to come. So what waqf they made? People made waqf, whole waqf, like a whole building or a whole shop. All that income is waqf for what? For stray cats. For cats that are stray, nobody to look after them. Still, yeah. The first animal conservation that took place in the world, till today, it's, I don't know now, but when we went to Spain, in Qasr al-Hamra, the Red Fort, there was a board that the first people in the world who did animal conservation were the Muslims. They started animal conservation. Because we don't know our history, we think all the other people are doing a lot for all this. But such waqf for widows. The whole that income of that building is only for widows. Waqf for yatims and waqf for knowledge and different types of knowledge. How many waqfs there were? People who had money. Today we got 10, 20 properties. All are just for me. We won't make one property waqf for this. And as I say that, till today, we went to this place about 50, 70 kilometers north of Mombasa. Always forget the name of this place. So there we went, and there was a Arab Yemeni, very wealthy man, and a lot of buildings, very wealthy. And yet, in spite of that, so pious and so simple and down to earth. As we were traveling in the town, they showed us this whole filling station belongs to him, this whole block of flats, this whole supermarket, how many? And then they said the supermarket is waqf for masjids. This block of flats, waqf for yatims. All that is waqf. And when a person gives, Allah gives more. If we want fresh air in the masjid, if it's very hot, and we only open one side windows, or in our house, in a room, anywhere, and we say that all that air must only come for us, we know, the side windows, close them all. We don't want the air to go out. You're not going to get fresh air. Open the side windows, let cross wind be, and see, you're going to get fresh air all the time. So in the same way, when a person gives in the path of Allah, Allah gives him more and gives him fresh, clean, pure, and he hasn't got problems. And when you store that money, then your crooks come to your house, then bimari come, this man got lot money, let him now go and give it out to the clinics now. And all your money go to the clinics and go to the doctors, send a court case to him, let him now give it to the lawyers, because you didn't want to spend it, now it is getting used up, all that. But when a person spends it, Allah gives him more, and he gets more and more all the time. So this was that to spend our money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. The second sign of a good heart, that we bring up our children on Islamic lines. Give them Islamic education. That is the first that we worry about, to give them Islamic education. Akhlaq, etiquette about Islam, their character, everything. A girl, her modesty, sharam, haya, all those things we teach, that's a sign of a healthy heart. The third, that no wrong beliefs are in the heart. Any type, superstition, no wrong beliefs. That's a sign of a good heart. The fourth, there isn't so much of lust in the heart that a person goes towards haram. You have so much lust, you satisfy yourself with your wife, well and good. And there is treatment for all this. If a person feels, I've got too much lust in me, there is treatment. He should take the treatment and bring himself under control. He himself also will have a happy life. His wife, his family, children, all will stay happy if he can look after himself. And the fifth one, which is the main one, that nothing else is in the heart besides Allah. That a person reaches that stage, that 49% love of other things is, halal things is permitted. Love of the wife, love of the shop, the house, the car, all those things, 49% is permitted, but Allah's love must be more, at least 51%. But to bring it to such a level that Allah's love becomes 100%. And all the love of the heart, you'll still fulfill all the rights and everything, but only Allah's love in the heart, that is possible. So further, Hazrat, the Ahmad Barakatum says, كَمَا قَالِ الْخَاجَ الْهِنْدِ آج حضرت خواجہ عزیز الحسن خواجہ رحمت اللہ علیہ سیز دل میرا ہو جاوے ایک میدان ہو. That my heart becomes like one open field. And what is in that open field? Tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tuhi tu. Besides Allah, you are, there is nothing. My heart is one open field. And only Allah is in that heart. Nothing and nobody else. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. And in my body, instead of what it is made of, the water and sand which my water is being made of, it gets converted into darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. That all this becomes the love of Allah. Every part of my body gets converted into the love of Allah Ta'ala. غیر سے بالکل ہی اوٹ جائے نظر. I don't look at anyone else and nothing else, anyone else. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Whatever I see, only you. When I see my beautiful child, my grandchild, my firstborn, my first grandchild, then I see the qudrat of Allah. Who gave me this? Who gave me this life that I could see my child today? Who gave me this life that today I can see my grandchild? And then the child is so masoom, pure little baby. How you enjoy looking at the child. Immediately your eyes go that who made these cheeks of this child? Those two beautiful eyes, who made them? Small little lips, you just want to kiss them all the time. You just want to suck those cheeks and kiss them. But who made them? Your eyes go on that. You get your wonderful plate of biryani, but your eyes go, who gave me this biryani? From where around the world Allah Ta'ala brought all the things for me in my one plate of biryani? And just like you have laser bombs are not new, they are invented now. Right from the time of before, the people of Lut alayhi salam, Allah sent for them hijaratam musawwamatan, stones, bombs, and the name for each person was written on there. Like a laser bomb, for who it's meant, it will only go to that person. It won't, if one person here, yeah, they want to send a laser bomb, it will leave everyone and just go to that person. Those stones went for, just like that, every grain of rice, it's got a name written on for who it is meant. Only for that person. That rice that was grown in Pakistan, it's meant for you in Azadwal, if you going to eat it. All Allah will make the arrangement that it will be harvested, it will be sowed, it will be harvested, it will be gone to the trucks, into the bags, on the roads, on the ships, and everything it will go through, all the customs and all the computer and paperwork will be done, and you're going to get it finally. So mustn't we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? And when it is like this, when your name is written, dana par khane wale ka naam likha hua hai. If somebody, you eating a chocolate, whichever chocolate you like a lot, whatever it might be, but that same chocolate, while you are eating, now somebody tells you, your beloved sent that chocolate for you. Now the change changes immediately, 100 times more tastier. And in fact, if it was some cocoa or some other chocolate which was a bit bitter, but the minute they say that your beloved sent it for you, now it is completely different. Now it becomes sweet immediately. Now it's no more bitter or that bitter taste in it. So when Allah sent it, how many buzurgs, when they're eating ordinary simple dar and chapati, not even roti with oil, roti without oil, chapati, and they say, oh, how we enjoy, ah, what enjoyment we have. People can't understand. When they ask, what enjoyment in dal and this roti without ghee even on it? What enjoyment? That Allah has sent it for me. That from Allah to me, if we eat our food like that, then what will be the condition of that? So a person realizes everything Allah Ta'ala has done for me. Allah gave me my eyes, my brains, my heart. And He made, and Allah has got personal, Allah is so big that He looks after the entire universe. The moon, the stars, the sun, the planets. Allah looks after the seas and everything what is on the sea. Billions and billions of trees, Allah looks after each leaf of those trees. Each end. For every human being, they say there are 17 million ends for every human being. So Allah is looking after all those ends also. Allah made the eyes of those ends. And to make something sometimes which is of a nice size is easy, but so small to make it, Allah made it. And then Allah made a heart for that ant also. Allah made its digestive system also. How is great? So Allah who looks after that, but being so great, He is so personal that He's got a personal attachment with me. And the whole world can, so to say, phone Allah Ta'ala. The minute you pick up your hands, you think of Allah, you phoned Allah. Never will you find Allah's line is engaged. That today very busy, too many calls, and today our call center is very busy, and please be patient. It will take 10 minutes to answer your call. But Allah, not one split second you have to wait also. It will never be engaged. Allah is never busy with somebody else also. He's got time for everyone. So kind is Allah Ta'ala. So if we build that contact, we have that personal contact with Allah Ta'ala. If you, some places you go, offices, and there is a queue, you get a number, your number will be called out, then you must come. Usually there's a board also, please be patient. You will get the same proper attention as the present person is getting attention. So be patient, but you don't, by Allah, you don't have to wait. And you get full attention all the time, and no queue by Allah Ta'ala. All the time you are first in the queue and personal attention. How could we leave Allah Ta'ala? Where are we going? Leaving Allah, and where are we knocking our heads against solid walls? Go to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is waiting for us. Allahu Akbar. For us to make an appointment with the mayor of the town, he's most probably a non-Muslim also. Perhaps you'll have to wait 6 weeks, 6 months before you can get your appointment. And when you get it, only 10 minutes you are given time. You're not allowed more time. Allah made it for us 5 times a day appointment. Not that we had to apply. Allah made it for us. You must come 5 times a day. And then when you are here, personal attention Allah gives every person. So how merciful, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. غیر سے بالکل ہی اوٹھ جائیں نظر تو ہی تو آئیں نظر دیکھو جدر. Oh Allah, wherever I see, let it be that I only see you. When Allah opens the eyes of a person, he sees a stop street sign, Allah made this. He sees the trees, Allah made this. And how great is Allah Ta'ala. When he sees anything, the maker of it is Allah. All today we get fascinated with fax machine, with all the computer programs and all the emails and whatever else it might be. All this, who made it? Who made the raw material? Who gave the brains? All this is the working of Allah. And according to need of time, Allah will make all types of transport and all roads are Quran Sharif in many places. Quran has referred that our roads that we have is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given us all this, so to recognize Allah Ta'ala. How many of us we tell the wife, or the wife tells us, I do so much for you, but you don't appreciate. How much can a husband do for his wife? How much can a wife do for a husband? Allah, what hasn't Allah done for us? And we only paid the meher of the wife, and now we give a place to stay, food and that, and we expect so much. Allah made us from nothing. We were not even a thought at one time. Allah made us, and we have got no time for Allah. When we come in namaz also, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. We only perhaps realize we were in namaz after namaz. But while we were in the whole namaz, we did not even think we were in namaz. So if we build this contact with Allah Ta'ala. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. If a person can read, and these ashar which we say, when we're making zikr, it's not just to make the zikr sound nice. These are all du'as that they have to come into us. And we mustn't think also and be fooled. Because I read this ash'ar, I am like that. We have to reach there. This is to remind us that this is how we have to become. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. In other words, take out all other desires, whatever it is, of money, of health, of woman, of travel, of whatever, food, whatever, everything. Up to aaja, up to khalwat ho gayi. Oh Allah, I've emptied my heart, now you come into my heart. Kama qala al-imam al-ghazali rahimahumullah. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah explains this last point. Al-ismu al-azam. What is ism-azam? Ism-azam is that name of Allah that when you take it and you make dua, that dua is 100% immediately accepted. What is ism-azam? Huwa Allah. It is Allah. That is ism-azam. But bi shartin, it is with one condition. ان تقول الله وليس في قلبك سوى الله. That you say Allah and there is nothing in your heart besides Allah. Not that you say that you read your Ayatul Kursi when you lock your door, but you ask your son, you made sure you paid the premiums for the insurance, etc. You made sure the security are going to be on duty tonight. So you got trust on them. This happens that time, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was going to be catapulted in the fire. The malaika came to him with the permission of Allah to help him. They said, Khalilullah, going to be catapulted in the fire. Let us go to his help and with Allah's permission. But how much trust he had in Allah? Nothing in his heart, not even the malaika in his heart. Not even a dua in his heart. Only Allah. He asked them, is not Allah watching? Yes. Allah knows? Yes. Allah has got kudrat over everything? Yes. فَإِمَّا إِلَيْكَ فَلَا. Then I don't need your help. My Allah knows. And Allah Ta'ala bring a test is not so easy. Allah made it that when, if the fire was made a garden before time, then even Namrud should jump in the fire. Not only Ibrahim alayhi salam, he should be the first to jump in the fire. But it was a fire and he was catapulted. As he entered, Allah changed it again. And that split moment, Allah changed it into a garden. And what was Allah's qudrat? A huge, roaring, blazing fire, kuni bardan, become cold. But at the same time, wasalaman. Not so cold that you freeze my Ibrahim in there. No, not like that, but that you be a very, very, just some places they put the air con because there is so much of feeling for the guest. They put it in a freezing temperature. And the poor guest goes in there, he gets frozen in that temperature. So don't make it so cold also that the poor person freezes in there. So Allah Ta'ala made it just the right level. So that tawakkul is that nothing, and that's not easy. That for great awliya also, who reaches Ibrahim alayhi salam Khalilullah, that he reached there. And that is not easy that a person reaches till that level. But the more we have tawakkul and nobody in the heart besides Allah, then that person needs nothing and nobody. That person then, the whole world is in his control, Allah gives it. So that amount of tawakkul, that amount that Allah, we cannot reach that, but at least to some extent that we make an effort that we bring only Allah in the heart. Or at least 49% all other things which is permissible. Love of the wife, the house, the children, all that. 49% is permissible, but make Allah's love more, 51%. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللَّهُمَّ وَفِّقْنَا لِمَا تُحِبُّ وَتَرْضَى اللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ